Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Melanie Cole's Health Radio. Health, wellness, and fitness. 5 days a week.
So it's spring cleaning time, and people like to spring clean their house and open up the windows and get some fresh air in. It's also a great time to spring clean your kitchen. So when I talk about spring cleaning your kitchen, what am I talking about? I'm talking about starting with the pantry. You shouldn't have an overfilled pantry anyway, because we really don't want to eat too much boxed food and things with lots of labels and long names to them. But if you are going to start with your pantry, go through it. Look at the expiration dates of every box you have in there, from pasta to cake mixes to cereal to anything. Look at the expiration dates. Then look at the food itself and give it a second thought, whether it's something that you think is healthy. Now, if it's something that's unopened and you've just decided your family's not eating that kind of food anymore, put it in a bag and donate it to your local food pantry. However, if it's something that, you know, maybe you think you might eat down the line, but it's got a little expiration date issue, then chuck it, because it's just not worth keeping those things. So starting with your pantry, cans, boxes, look at the cans, check out all those things. And then you can always go shopping and restock with healthy beans and vegetables and cans, because canned fruit and vegetables is actually showing to be more and more nutritious for you, and the way that they're canned. And if you're looking for BPA-free cans, well, that's something you can look at on the labels. But then you move on to your refrigerator and freezer. I'm telling you right now, if you look in your freezer and you've had anything in there longer than 6 months, chuck it out. It's going to be ice burned anyway. It's probably not going to taste very good. If you froze vegetables from last summer's garden and you still haven't used them, well, you've got this summer coming up. So chuck those things, because it's very hard to find uses for old smushy vegetables or ice burned meat or any of those things. So if it's not something you can use, and the refrigerator the same, your refrigerator shouldn't need spring cleaning. You can do a spring clean where you take everything out of your refrigerator, everything, condiments, everything, and clean it out real good. Wipe it down, clean it out. That's the way to spring clean your fridge. But it should be rotating itself, and you should keep those fresh fruits and vegetables in there, and it should just rotate itself and go shopping, you know, a couple times a week for all that fresh stuff. This is Melanie Cole. We'll have more spring cleaning tips coming up on future shows. Thanks for listening, and stay well.